Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perakei Mishnaches, Chapter 5, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins. Hamoicher Yayin v'shemen. If somebody sells wine or they sell oil l'chaveir to their friend, v'hukru o shehuzlu, and after they agreed about a price, either the cost of wine or oil went up in price, or it went down in price, and now one of the two parties, either the buyer or the seller, want to pull out of the sale. Says the Mishnah like this. Imacha lo nisma lo hamida. If it went up in price before they filled up the measuring ladle that's used to sell wine or oil, la moicher. In that situation, we say that it went up or down in the property of the seller. Mishnismal's hamida, however, let's say it was already filled, the measuring ladle was already filled with wine or oil, and then it goes up or down in price, la loikeach, then we consider it in the property of the purchaser. Now the Gemara discusses this at length. Why is this, and what is happening here exactly? And the Gemara says the following, that we're talking about a situation where the mida, this measuring ladle, doesn't belong to either the seller or the buyer, because then the halacha would be quite different than this situation. The Mishnah is talking about where it belongs to, it's a borrowed ladle, so it doesn't belong to the buyer or the seller, and they borrowed it for the purpose of measuring out the oil or the wine. So the Mishnah says before it was actually filled up, then we say the ladle is the moicher, it's the seller's. Once it's already filled, then we say that it's borrowed to the buyer. And we're talking about a situation where they're measuring out the wine or the oil in a simta, which is the side of a rishos haram public property, or a chatzar, a courtyard that belongs to both of them. And in that situation, then we don't say that their property acquires it by them, but it would acquire it if at that point it's a borrowed kli, a borrowed vessel, and it's considered in the property of the borrower. Let's say they hired somebody to be a measurer. They would pay him a coin or two, and the fellow would measure on their behalf. This way nobody feels like they gave too much or too little. And then what happens, says the Mishnah, Nishbra Achavis, and while he's measuring it, the barrel breaks. And it wasn't, you know, an accident. He just wasn't being careful. The measurer wasn't being careful. Nishbra L'Sarsor. Then the halacha is that the sarsor, the measurer, is responsible to pay for the loss. The Chayev, says the Mishnah, in addition to this, a new halacha, Chayev lahatif loy shalosh tipin. The Mishnah says that if a person sells wine or oil to their friend, they're obligated to, after it's empty, to let it drip three more drips into the kli, the vessel that's being sold. Hirkina, says the Mishnah, let's say he dropped out three drops and then he leaned it back up, says the Mishnah. Umitza, and now there's a little bit of wine or oil that's left at the bottom of the pouring barrel, says the Mishnah, Harei Usha Moicher, in that situation, it belongs to the seller. Vehachenveni, let's say a storekeeper. Einoi Chayev Lahat Shalosh Tipin. Once he pours out the measurement, he doesn't have to leave it there to drip three drips, according to the opinion of the Tamakama, because it's going to take him forever to do that. So Halacha is he's Pater. Rabbi Huda disagrees, and Rabbi Huda says, Erev Shabbos Shem Chasheicha Pater. Ordinarily, a seller, a storekeeper, has to let the extra three drips come in. That's the way to ensure that it's totally empty. But on Erev Shabbos, as it's getting dark and everything is very hectic in that situation, he does not have to pour the three drops because everything is way too busy and it takes too long. But ordinarily, one would be required to do it. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.